Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Okay, Freakazoids, I'm glad you're here. Rate and share and review and comment on wherever you're getting this, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever it is. And also, chime in. Feel free to do that at any point on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, a good way to direct message us and that sort of thing, or through Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Eric Kelly II. This story is something I didn't do on the air. I started to, and then I thought better of it, but Ramona wanted me to. She thought it was the greatest story ever. And by the way, before I get to this great story, later on,
You may not set it up this way, sir. You may not.
Later on, we'll get to I threw these guys under the bus. One of the members of the show is fake rich and more. But this is the story that Ramona loved. The headline, completely naked Minnesota woman, 35, arrested for masturbating in someone else's parked car, refusing to stop.
Okay. When Matt does his news nut, he gets stories from all over the place.
Yeah, I do.
Like one day this week, it was a horrible nightmare of a movie, mice infestation.
That was great. Ugh.
And so when I was doing show prep, I came across a story that screamed Matt Man because it's going to be gross in some way or another. That's what he likes. He likes gross. Infestation,
gross
person doing something weird.
I don't see it gross. And
it is gross.
The other thing,
it
the mice is science, gross. This is
gross. It's gross. It's gross.
Well, you loved it, apparently, because you sent it with me.
It looked like you.
With heart emojis.
I sent it to you because it looked like you. It looked like something you would enjoy.
Oh, no, I was going to say, this woman doesn't look like me, but her picture is, she's just like, meh.
Frankly, she looks worn out.
Yeah. She was on the floor of a vehicle she didn't own in a Minnesota business. She's taken into custody. She's 35 years old. Can I say, I mean, I know it's the podcast, so if you have little kids, cover their ears, but the police, for some reason, decided to put in their report, quote, digitally penetrating herself.
That's with Matt's, her finger.
That's digital. Matt's favorite part of the
it
story.
It is, because do you really have to? I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Does the cop have to say, can he just say?
Because there are various ways one can pleasure oneself, I guess.
But does that matter in the charge?
There's someone reading the story going, was she tuning in Tokyo?
It's just like a murder. You don't say, oh, it was just a murder. No, you get the weapon. What happened? Yada, yada.
And her weapon was
her digits.
And she was trying a bunch of different places, different cars.
Oh, well, I thought we were exploring that one particular party before.
No.
She's going from car to car, sitting on somebody's upholstery, naked, and like I said, gross. Yeah.
She was obviously a little bit out of it, a little bit maybe drugs involved, and she was making nonsensical statements and just kept going at it, even though the police were standing right there.
All I can think of is
don't stop taking
the poor guys at Auto Bell. That's all I can think of. The poor guys at Auto Bell. What? You know what? I didn't deserve this today. I just came to work at the car wash, expected to do a little vacuuming, wash some windows, but now this.
I was trying to find the quote. There was a quote in one of the articles I read where they said, you know, what are you doing or whatever? And she's just like, I'm doing it for the boys. Something like, oh, yeah, to please the boys.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like.
Yes, so she was arrested, and she had a little drug residue somewhere, and there
That's
was other.
The only residue.
Somewhere. Like, hey, was it on her body? I mean, because she's naked.
Right.
Did she have a purse with her? Like, how can you be naked and still have your purse? There are questions.
They couldn't even find her underwear or her pants. I assume they eventually did.
So she just walked up to the place and just was naked?
They weren't in the vehicle she was in, but they did find them. And so there you go.
My question is, how did she get into the vehicles? Are they all just open?
That's what I'm thinking. That is what's confusing.
Right.
Is how she could just get in and out of cars all day long. I think they're intentionally being a little hazy as to where this was ongoing on, because you might just start people showing up there. But I said,
I like Canada to me.
The cops didn't need anyone to finger the suspect.
Stop!
That was
Stop. Not necessary.
I don't know if it, not necessary, but so that's enough of that. We'll get back to our clean, friendly stuff in a second. I also, I don't think me throwing you under the bus was as bad as you make it sound.
Snitch. Really?
No, no, I don't.
So we all got new station shirts that say Mix 107.9. They're gray polos with the logo on them. And we all got our
Nike Drive. Yeah,
okay.
Good.
Yeah, also because they know there are some sweaty people who work here.
Yeah, so that's true.
I had said, oh, now that we have our shirts, when we do Wardrobe Wednesday videos for social media, why don't we all wear our shirts on Wednesday and each of us dress it up in our own special way? You know, we show off our new shirts. But then I totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric?
Totally forgot about it.
Yep. Who didn't forget?
Matt Harris, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Our boss comes in. He doesn't know that we had planned this whole Wardrobe Wednesday thing.
Not a thing.
But he does poke his head in and says, hey, Matt, see you wearing the shirt. And then instead of Matt going, hey, thanks, yeah, I like the new shirt, whatever, Matt goes, everybody was supposed to wear it today. I'm the only one who did.
Yeah.
Like, really, dude?
Like,
really?
Nobody asked. Right.
And the boss was like, oh, wow, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, it would have been.
Oh, we could still do it, but... Nobody had to throw us under the bus by saying, well, the other slackers didn't do all the things that I did, so I'm better than them.
My thoughts wasn't that I was throwing you under the bus.
What was your thought?
My thought was I don't want to be seen as a suck up that's wearing the radio station shirt. So I wanted to
So you wanted to bring people down?
Yes, to my level. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I wanted them to know that I'm not just walking around with that shirt on like willy-nilly.
You mean the shirt that they want you to wear to represent the company?
Yes.
You don't want them to think you're wearing it to represent the company.
No, I don't want them to think
that.
Got it.
Understood.
On second thought, I really did.
You realize that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense when he opened his mouth to snitch on us either.
I didn't want to be the corporate shill, you know? I didn't want to be that guy. So I'd prefer to say you guys made me wear it.
Wow.
And then you didn't follow through with your end of the bargain. Plus, I never...
What were we supposed to do with that information? Once you expose us like that to the boss, what did you think our response would be? Should be.
You should be like, Matt is correct.
Matt didn't want to be a corporate shill.
Yeah. You said we totally dropped the ball. That's right. We're losers. You should like him more because he didn't like me very much.
Matt,
so we give you some brownie points.
I'm definitely not going to back any white man that's going to snitch on me.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Am I going to get snitched and get stitched?
You wait till 4 o'clock in the morning when you pull up in that parking lot tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Run up.
I'll snitch on you again. Snitches get snitches.
After I snitched the last time, you know what Eric did to me?
Yep.
He waited for me in the parking lot at 4 a.m.
You know what they say in my world.
And he looked at me really, really mean.
Nobody ever lets you finish the sentence, which is snitches get stitches, then snitch on the guy gave him the stitches. That's how it really goes. Everybody leaves the last part off. See? That's what happens.
And then you get in even more trouble. Hello?
Then it keeps going and going and going. one other thing, speaking of, I threw Eric under the bus. Squatch doesn't have a shirt. He didn't earn one yet. So he didn't get snitched on. However, Squatch was sitting here in the studio and he was talking about all this money
he had. He wasn't talking. He was bragging.
He was.
He was straight bragging about his gaming skills and how much money he was raking in and how these bozos who were playing were so lame that they were hurting his bottom line. He's up here making tens of thousands of dollars, and these other people were blowing it for him.
Wasn't the contest, one of the contests, worth $100,000 or something?
It was worth 50.
It was worth $400,000, but it was four of us, so I split it. Well, we all get $100,000.
Oh, if you want it. Yeah,
yes,
okay,
if we completed the mission.
The mission.
What was the mission, by the way?
We had to break a guy out of prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I didn't hear that part. Okay? I didn't hear that part. But also, I thought that maybe he was one of these gamers who was so good that he was cashing in.
Yeah.
You know, like Vegas style. You know, because there are some gamers who are making so much money.
Yeah.
I thought Squatch was one of those people. Then he goes into, this guy blew it for me. And so I was like, wow, I'm writing it down. I was like, Squatch, $100,000 a game. I said, well, Squatch, you know, how much do you make? Like, how much have you made?
What do you buy with stuff?
And he's like, I make, you know, $15,000, $20,000. I'm putting my money into houses and cars. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
Like, dude.
And Ramona grabs her phone, and she's like, where did you go to high school? Where did you go?
I went to Olympic High School.
I was ready to, like, let people know that we had, like, an Olympic Vegas-style gamer on our hands. He was just here living his radio dream because he had so much money outside of this studio.
Yeah.
He didn't need us.
He was doing it just to
be
fun.
He was living at home with his parents just because he felt like being close to them. He's making thousands of dollars playing video games only to find out this is fake dough. And he is playing Grand Theft Auto.
I'm so sorry. Pretending
to be a gangster on a video game making fake money.
I wish I would have let her post it. Because I knew what she was doing because I'm like, because I saw her scurrying for the phone. And she was like making these moves like, oh my God, this is so awesome. this guy is like the man.
I looked over at you and I said, what? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I was in total awe.
Why can't you respect him now? The man has got a lot of fake money in his game world.
Did you hear what he said later on? Did you hear what he said later on about his gaming career?
What?
I'm good at that. I can really thug in on this game.
Yeah, fake thug.
I can really fake thug.
I'm not about to live that in real life. I'm not built for that.
I'm not built for gangsterism.
I'm not built for that type of lifestyle.
But I would like to waste my time pretending to be a gangster and winning fake
money.
What's
the game?
Okay?
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto. I'll put money that a lot of your listeners have played that game before because it's been out for
Are they so rich too? Are they so rich too? My nephew played Grand Theft Auto in the 90s.
Well, what happens? Yeah. Wait, what happens when you buy a house or you buy a car? In the game, you have a house that you go to?
Yeah, I have a house that I go to. I got a bed that I can sleep in. I got like 10 cars in my garage. Plenty of outfits.
Who can see them? Like, anybody see them?
Yeah, when I drive around, they can look at me like, oh, man, that brother got a nice car. Some people might try and jack you, so you got to be alert. You
know what I mean? Wow.
That brother got a nice car.
I love you guys so much. And Ramona laughing. Oh, my God, I love you guys so much.
And so these people in Grand Theft Auto are walking around with their little avatars going, man, look at that squatch, man.
Yeah, and they might, they be like, oh, that brother got a nice car. Let's go try and jack him. So you got to be ready. You got to be with it all times.
So why do you even want to have a nice car if they're just going to jack you?
He's a better gangster, man.
You should ride around a beater or something so they don't get you. Do they ever take your car?
And I got them back.
They took your car and then you went and got it back?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you are badass, man.
P-I-M-P.
He is super tough.
What kind of outfits?
Like, when it comes to gangsters, he's like mega gangster, like gangster of the gangsters, like father of the gangsters.
What kind of closets you have there? What do you got going on in there?
I got suits. I got regular street coat.
Savage. He's a savage.
I got I don't know how to say like onesies. You ever seen what Michael Myers wore in Halloween?
Wait a minute, did you say onesie?
Yes.
Not like onesies, but like overalls.
And I got
masks on so people don't see who I am. When I'm doing my nerdy business, you know what I mean?
Got a mask. What's your mask on?
Can you see him driving around in his little avatar in a onesie in his Lamborghini?
Some people do that, though. Some people do that, though.
I can't.
Well, so, I mean, I guess the baby made a big career. He's going to be the onesie. Got a little feetsies in them too, little footsie things. That's fantic. Squatch it. I wish you
best of luck in your fictional crime world.
How do they find you? Want to tell them who you are? Can they find you? Do you have a name on there?
If they want to jack you, carry out their
onesie. You
want him to put his onesie in danger over here?
No, I don't want to.
He's got 10 cars and a house to protect.
I don't want your unicorn onesie to get the glitter knocked off it or something. Rate and review and share this podcast. And please comment, reach out to us on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Talk to you soon.